WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy, drizzle, and we have 43 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. We look forward to be cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 55. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. In the news, numerous reports of field and or grass fires fanned by high winds kept firefighters across western Iowa and eastern Nebraska very busy Wednesday afternoon and evening. A fire east of Atlantic at 63930 Hamburg Road was reported at around 2:40 p.m. by the property owner, Gerald Kay, who told authorities his outbuilding was on fire. The approximately 20 by 60 foot barn and about 20 acres of grassland were scorched in the blaze. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese told KJAN News high winds whipping an electrical line are the apparent cause of that blaze.
A resident had just gotten back home half an hour or so from being down south for the winter and noticed the fire out by one of the silos there. And that was just south of this outbuilding. And then where it started, but it was so far away from anything, from the road. They hadn't been there. Nothing had been done. So we're trying to find some sort of source. There was no power to the building that burnt. And so we started looking, and there was a yard light that is attached to the side of that and power line to it that was hot. And was suspecting that and was standing north of it later on. And Assistant Chief Beck and I, he noticed at first, looked back, and saw big sparks coming off of it as it arced in the wind.
Winds fanned the flames into a grassy area, and embers jumped across Highway 71 for a time, forcing authorities to close the road. Smoke obscured motorists' vision as another reason for the road to be blocked off. Atlantic firefighters received mutual aid from Marney Fire and Rescue, Anita Fire, and Wyota Fire. And the Cass County Sheriff's Department, along with Atlantic Police, provided traffic control for the area. Cass County Emergency Management was also on scene. A few hours later, firefighters from Irwin, Kirkman, Defiance, and Harlan were called to the scene of a large field fire at 1725 Redwood Road in rural Kirkman. The crews were on the scene battling the winds, flames, and smoke for at least a couple of hours. By 7 p.m., the fire was spreading so quickly, authorities had considered evacuating an area north of 1800th Street, heading toward Irwin. In Mills County, a 100-year-old barn went up in flames near Pacific Junction at around 2:45 p.m. after a controlled burn that was started Tuesday and thought to be extinguished flared up and scorched several acres. No injuries were reported from any of the fire scenes as of late Wednesday evening. Earlier this morning, firefighters from Anita and Wyota were called to the scene of a power pole fire in Audubon County. The call about the pole located near 3486 Quail Avenue came in around 3:35 a.m., and crews were on the scene for a little more than an hour. News time is 7:10.
See Dan's Welding Service for all your welding needs. Dan's Welding Service has been in business for 27 years and has the experience and equipment to tackle all of your general welding and fabrication applications, even plasma cutting and on-site welding. Dan's Welding can repair most manifolds and casting using the Ute alloy system, a nickel-based alloy with properties which makes it ideal for protective coating, joining, and cladding applications on a variety of base metals, including steels, cast irons, and nickel alloys. Dan's Welding also handles a variety of machine work using a vertical mill and lathe. Dan's Welding in Cumberland also stocks major bearings and most of your bolt and chain needs, as well as custom Gates hydraulic hoses from a quarter inch to one inch six wire hose. Dan's Welding Service can save your expensive combine tires with a headstock roller. Call and ask for details. See Dan Anstey at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland for all your welding jobs. 712-774-2215. Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years.
An Atlantic teen suffered minor injuries during an accident Wednesday afternoon just south of the intersection of 10th and Chestnut Streets. Atlantic police said 16-year-old Caleb Kelly lost control of the two-door Saturn he was driving at around 2:18 p.m. The accident happened as he was traveling south on Chestnut. Authorities believe a medical condition may have been the cause of that crash. The vehicle hit a telephone pole guy wire before flipping onto its top, coming to rest facing west on Chestnut. Kelly, who managed to crawl out of the car on his own, was transported to the Cass County Hospital by medevac ambulance to be checked out. High winds Wednesday fanned field and grass fires and made driving difficult for those traveling east or westbound. The Omaha World-Herald reports an overturned semi blocked traffic on Interstate 80 westbound for at least an hour, beginning at around 5 p.m. between Harlan and Avoca. Authorities didn't confirm that high winds were the cause of the accident, but they had been whipping up to 50 miles per hour at the time. The accident happened around a 40-mile marker. No injuries were reported. The same strong winds caused multiple power outages in the Omaha area. area, according to a spokeswoman for the Omaha Public Power District. Thousands of people and businesses lost power during the extremely strong and sustained wind event. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a Brattyville man was arrested early this morning on an OWI charge following an incident which occurred in the 400 block of South 3rd Avenue in Villisca. 21-year-old Payne David William Dotson was taken into custody at around 1:50 a.m. and charged with OWI first offense. Dotson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. News time is 7:12.
See Dan's Welding Service for all your welding needs. Dan's Welding Service has been in business for 27 years and has the experience and equipment to tackle all of your general welding and fabrication applications, even plasma cutting and on-site welding. Dan's Welding can repair most manifolds and casting using the Ute Alloy System, a nickel-based alloy with properties which makes it ideal for protective coating, joining, and cladding applications on a variety of base metals, including steels, cast irons, and nickel alloys. Dan's Welding also handles a variety of machine work using a vertical mill and lathe. Dan's Welding in Cumberland also stocks major bearings and most of your bolt and chain needs, as well as custom Gates hydraulic hoses from a quarter inch to 1 inch 6-wire hose. Dan's Welding Service can save your expensive combine tires with a headstock roller. Call and ask for details. See Dan Anstey at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland for all your welding jobs. 712-774-2215. Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years.
And in the funeral announcements, Phyllis Ely, age 72 of Lyman, died last Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Phyllis Ely will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Doris Ditto, age 73 of Audubon, died Sunday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Doris Ditto will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Catherine Moan, age 65, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Oakland Manor. Memorial services for Catherine Moan will be held this evening from 6:30 until 8 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Mary Ann Hartman Coughlin, age 81, of Elliott, died Saturday at the Montgomery County Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Ann Coughlin will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Esther Lucille Spangler, age 102 of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Esther Spangler will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Adair United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Darlene Arnold, age 83 of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Darlene Arnold will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. LaVon Oliver, age 96 of Coon Rapids, died Wednesday at Thomas Rest Haven. Funeral services for LaVon Oliver will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Mary Byers, age 82 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Mary Byers will be this Saturday at 10:30 at St. Timothy's Catholic Church, south of Cumberland. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Bruce Yarger, age 87 of Atlantic, died Sunday. Services for Bruce Yarger will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Lois Anderson, age 87 of Bridgewater, died Tuesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Lois Anderson will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Bridgewater United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Harriet Goshorn, age 92 of Urbandale, died March 16th. Graveside services for Harriet Goshorn will be Saturday at 2 o'clock in the Shelby Cemetery with the Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Bill Harry, age 89 of Orient, died Sunday. Funeral services for Bill Harry will be on Monday at 1:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Keith Kelderman, age 76 of Manning, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Keith Kelderman are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Elsie Murphy, age 98, formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Colorado. Services for Elsie Murphy are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Dennis Fleming, age 62 of Atlantic, died Monday in Omaha. Services for Dennis Fleming are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.